Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
So, Sharon, what is Intergenerational Day all about?
Well, it's about, as you said in your introduction, making those connections across the generations, and it can be as simple as calling up an elderly aunt or calling out to a young person that you see doing something, just a greeting, and it can also go right into there's quite a few programs that are running across Canada that have really strong intergenerational connections, and it's an opportunity for those people to go out and share and share celebrate the richness of those relationships.
Now, Sharon, Intergenerational Day grew out of your own experience as a teacher with a project called Meadows School in Coldstream. So tell us what that program was all about.
Well, for 8 years, kids in school in Coldstream, the Coldstream Meadows retirement community came together, and I took my intermediate class and created a makeshift classroom in their facility, and we went to school there for 2 full months of the school year. And although there's a lot of, that's called site sharing, that goes on across Canada where 2 different age groups will be within the same building, what we did was we blended everything. We blended our schedules completely. So we shared curriculum with the senior people. We did service there by setting tables for lunch and things like that. And then we had the one-on-one contact between the seniors and the kids. So they'd go for walks, or the kids might scribe a letter for them, or they may go reading, those kinds of activities. And highly successful, ran for 8 years. It's now running in Williams Lake and has been going there strong for 2 years. And just a very intensive program to have a look at what are the benefits between when you bring these 2 generations together.
And what were you hearing from the participants when you were talking to kids, when you were talking to the seniors? What were they saying?
Well, one of the a comment that kind of sums it up is I was talking to the superintendent in Williams Lake, and his son was just recently in this program there. And he came home, and his feeling was that he would really like to go to school there all the time. He considered the senior people his friends. He had one friend in particular that he got to know very well. And the kinds of things that the seniors were saying is, it makes me feel young again. And there was a lot of fun, a lot of laughter. The people at the facility, the staff members, we all had a good time. Nobody had a bad time. It was just so good for mental health, social health, physical health. And definitely really gave a different shaping to the curriculum when the kids could actually find out that the things that they were studying had been around for a long time, and that there was a history, and they were finding out about it. It was a living history.
So the Meadows School is actually a subject of a research study. So what did the results of that study show about the benefits, or maybe even the lack of them, from connecting young and seniors in this way?
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to start with the end of your comment there with the lack of benefits, because in the project, with the Meadows School project, which is one of those really intensive research things because you are going on a daily basis, what we found was that there just wasn't anything that was a downside. The program totally is volunteer. I mean, the seniors aren't forced to come to this by any means, and so that obviously makes quite a difference as well, because if you want to be there, it's going to be beneficial to you. But what the research study out of U of Vic at the Center of Aging, they found that the health benefits, just the mental health and the social health and improving by drawing back into old memories and sharing with the kids, that for the seniors it was a very regenerative thing. They felt purposeful because they knew that the kids were looking forward to different activities with them. For the kids, it really gave them a different view on aging. I mean, we live in a society now where, you know, new is new, and everybody, you know, what is it, 50 is the new 40 or something. But that whole idea of always looking at new things, and we tend to toss the old things away, and whether we like to believe it or not, we kind of do that with older people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yet those people are the ones that have rich experiences, and I have yet to have met an older person who hasn't just absolutely captured me with some story. And it may have been a very small thing that involved their emotions, or it may have been a grandiose thing where they actually were an inventor of something or involved in something like that. So it really gives kids a view of that aging isn't a scary thing, and that that you still are a real person and a very rich person just because you have wrinkles on your face, and you know, you may not move as quickly as a person who's 9 or 10 years old.
So Sharon, you're also involved now in helping set up more of these programs and classrooms along the Meadows School model. So how's it going? How are these programs being received?
Well, you know, I was really quite surprised when I started out across Canada on my mission to have a meadow school project in every school in Canada. And because I found that people, particularly people in education, interestingly enough, were really reticent. They were, a lot of times the teachers had not had a lot of experience with older people. Huh. A lot of teachers who were older didn't really want to go to a care facility because, of course, that might be where they're going someday. So they didn't like to look at that on a daily basis as being their future. Mostly it was just a lack of experience and then a concern for, you know, what would be the richness of the curriculum there if you went there. And then, and one of the things with the Meadow School project that we've really worked on is trying to really clearly define what are the educational goals when we go there. How, you know, we don't want kids to lose 2 full months of their school curriculum. And what we actually have found is that not only do they get more curriculum because it just comes in by way of that natural living, you know, with other people, but also the retention is huge because they're connecting those facts and that information to real knowledge and real stories that the senior people share with them.
So Sharon, what sort of things are people encouraged to do tomorrow on Saturday as part of Intergenerational Day?
Well, one thing that we'd really like people to do is come to our website. It's www.intergenerational.ca. And if they have an activity or some kind of a program that they're doing already, register it with us so that we can get it on our intergenerational map and other people across the country can give them a call and say, can you share this great idea, you know, this program or this project or event that you've done. The second thing is to really keep it simple. Just literally reach out and, you know, shake a hand of someone of a different generation. If you happen to be at the marketplace, stop and speak with somebody from a different generation. A smile, holding the door open, those small kinds of things. So if you're already doing something, celebrate it and share it in a broader way. If you are just an individual and you haven't really done this for a while, you know, put your old aunt's telephone number in your cell phone contact list and then do that tomorrow. And then the next time you have a few minutes, give her a phone call and have a little chat. And then on the grander scale of things, really look at maybe starting or developing some kind of an intergenerational connection within your school, your church, your cultural organization, or your community.
Sharon, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.